thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai dismisses state media claims that his party is responsible for the disappearance of pro-democracy activist Itai Dzamara.
The state must be held accountable and responsible. Until such time, they can prove beyond any doubt that they are not responsible.
Parliament's Committee on Standing Rules and Orders starts interviewing candidates to fill vacancies in the Human Rights and Electoral Commissions, among others.
We have commenced this process today with two critical commissions, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and also the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. We received hundreds of applications.
And five MDCT youth members who were arrested Saturday following skirmishes with the police and ZANU-PF supporters in Chitungwiza appeared in court today on charges of causing malicious injury to property. MDC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai today dismissed the state media claims that his party is responsible for the disappearance of former journalist and pro-democracy activist Itai Dzamara, who was allegedly abducted by unknown assailants a fortnight ago in Glenview suburb in Harare. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
The MDC leader today visited Itai Dzamara's family to offer his support as efforts to locate him continue. Dzamara is the leader of the Occupy Africa Unity Square pressure group that is calling on President Robert Mugabe to step down for allegedly failing to run the country democratically and pushing Zimbabwe's economy into the abyss. Mr. Tsvangirai told reporters moments after meeting Dzamara's wife and his mother that a report published in the Saturday edition of the state-controlled Herald newspaper claiming that the MDC leader and his party were responsible for Dzamara's abduction was false and malicious. The former prime minister said he hoped that Dzamara's abductors would return him alive so that he would reunite with his family.
Just come to see the family, just ask them that we are in solidarity with his plight. We just hope that we are in a position to remain strong and hopeful that God will always be the last arbiter on this issue. As you can see, in instances of this nature, the wife, the family, the mother is very much distressed. I experienced the same situation as I was explaining to them, that women. The family is not knowing about your whereabouts for 3 weeks. It becomes very, very difficult.
Mr. Tsvangirai also went to the barber shop where Dzamara was last seen on the 9th of March. The barber, who refused to be named, told Mr. Tsvangirai that the pro-democracy activist was bundled into an Isuzu truck, while his abductors claimed that they were police officers who were arresting him in connection with a crime that had to do with stock theft. The barber claimed that the way Dzamara was forced into the vehicle while his hands were handcuffed was very suspicious, prompting him to notify the activist's family. Given this account of the last known person to see Dzamara before his disappearance, Mr. Tsvangirai said it was now clear that Dzamara was in the hands of the state.
The state must be held accountable and responsible until such time they can prove beyond any doubt that they are not responsible. But I am quite sure, let's hope that whatever has happened to you, let's not hope for any unforeseen circumstances.
The alleged abduction of Dzamara was also criticized by local non-governmental organizations and some foreign governments, including the United States and the European Union, all calling on Harare to help locate the activist. Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa told Parliament when quizzed by lawmakers over the issue that Dzamara's abductors would be brought to book if apprehended. Dzamara's abduction is similar to that of human rights activist Justina Mukoko in 2008. Mukoko was held incommunicado for several weeks after being bundled into a car at a home in Norton by state agents. Some MDCT activists like Tondera Indira and Beta Chokuru Rama were allegedly abducted and killed in 2008 by suspected state agents, and up to now, no one has been arrested in connection with the abductions and subsequent killings. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.